Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life. I hope you're all doing well today, and you know, if you are, that's great. If you're not, that's okay too, because we're living in this life journey, this wild thing that we're experiencing together. It's not always peaches and cream. Sometimes it's, you know, a living hell and warfare and craziness, and whatever state you're in right now, I want you to know that's okay. The worst thing that we can do is to be mad that we're mad, or be sad that we're sad, or be angry that we're angry. It's like, feel the feeling, allow yourself to feel it, but don't beat yourself up for feeling it, because whatever you're feeling is okay. All of the emotions that we experience as humans, somebody else has experienced, everyone experiences all these same things. So to be upset that we're in this state just makes it worse. Allow yourself to feel it, accept it. If you're angry, be angry. Yell, you know, punch a pillow or something to get it out. Because sometimes it's when we hold it in that it gets worse. You know, of course, don't be violent. Don't hurt other people. But if there's ways that you have outlets to get these things out, that's great. And you might find actual relief. So today I'm going to talk to you about something that comes up for me a lot. As someone who's been sort of in the kind of quote-unquote spiritual, you know, new age kind of space for a while, I don't necessarily associate myself. I'm like, I'm a new age or spiritual person. But as someone who's been in that world, who's, you know, done meditation and sound healings and plant ceremonies and, you know, all the different breath work and all the things that would kind of be labeled spiritual, I've definitely experienced a thing or two that I feel like turn a lot of people off, but also confuse a lot of people. So I feel like it's really important to share this, because if you're getting into that world or you're in that world and you feel like something's missing, or you've kind of felt something that you're not really sure how to put into words, what I'm about to share with you today might help you make a lot of sense. So I'm going to say this very simply and very clearly. Oftentimes, the people that dress the most spiritually are the most full of crap. Oftentimes, the people that dress and look and talk and sound the most spiritual are oftentimes the most full of baloney. So that might be a little bit controversial. You know, maybe you're someone that studies under a great yoga master, or you have a guru that you meditate with that you really admire and look up to. And I'm not here to bash on anyone. I'm not saying that everyone that dresses quote unquote spiritually is full of crap. I'm not saying that at all. But there's a very big distinction that I need to make. And that is that what happens with people is we want to look at someone and believe that, you know, they have something to teach us. When you're in the spiritual world, people get gurus because they see someone that has the look. They have the beard, maybe, or the long flowing clothes and the jewelry and the peace symbols and all the things. And they talk very peacefully and they say all the right things. We want to listen to that and find that and make meaning of it and feel like this person can help guide us somewhere or lead us somewhere. But the problem with that is we actually miss the entire point of being on the journey of self-discovery. So, when I was first studying Buddhism and getting into Buddhism, one of the things that really stuck with me more than anything was that when you're on the road to enlightenment and you see the Buddha, you're supposed to cut his head off. And I've done a podcast about this a while ago that was more specific to Buddhism. But why I love that, and people are like, whoa, Buddhism's a peaceful thing. It's not about violence and cutting people's heads off, but it's a metaphorical head cutting off. Because when we see people that are deemed more spiritual, that look more spiritual than us, we often idolize them. But I also say that it's easy to go to a store to buy incense and sage and singing bowls and long, flowy, white, peaceful clothing and grow out your beard and then act like a spiritual person. That's extremely easy to do. You could go do it right now and people would probably start looking at you like you had something to say or something to share that maybe they didn't. Some people look at you as weird, but people in that world would probably look at you and assume that you maybe have learned something, you have some spirituality. Now, you could be on the inside just totally full of it. But this external appearance is what we live in. We live in this world where people see things and they make assumptions. We see, you know, the businessman in the really, you know, like proper, nice cut, expensive suit with a nice car and the briefcase. And we make all these assumptions about people because of the way that they dress. But it's easy to dress a certain way and come off a certain way while being full of baloney on the inside. Because as humans, our eyes have so much judgment. We judge things and we also make sense of things, you know, in such a big way with our eyes. We see something, it's like we see a dish and we think it's good or bad based on how it looks. Listen, looks can help. When you look at a dish and it's visually appealing, oftentimes it can in some ways enhance the experience, make it taste better. But I also do a lot of blindfolded eating events. And I actually did one with kids recently, and kids don't lie. And we did this event recently for TEDx, and it was this Passport of Mindfulness thing with Yogi Fool and some other people. And Jackie and I did this event, and we had these kids all blindfolded. They were probably like the age of, you know, 5 to 10 years old or so. And we were serving them different foods and basic things like carrots and peaches and carrots and avocado. And a lot of the kids said, and this is a very constant thing, that they thought things tasted better because they ate it with their eye like blindfolds on and then off. And they said it tasted better when the blindfold was off. Oh, sorry, when the blindfold was on, they said it tasted better. And also they said they like things more, like things they didn't like normally, like carrots. Or there were kids that were saying they actually liked it when they had their eyes closed and the blindfolds on. So like we have so much visualization judgment. And I think people play into that. They think that if they just dress a certain way, it's like the Buddha. This is very common. People see the Buddha, you know, or had this idea of the Buddha and all the statues, and they're like, okay, shaved head, robe, basic sandals, ate rice, smiled a lot. If I just do that, I'll be enlightened. If I just do that, I'll be more peaceful. If I just do that, people will think I'm more spiritual and I'm more enlightened or whatever the thing is. But again, it's the superficial thing. I mean, it's so easy to dress that way and to fake it. But to actually be on the path to growth, it can be like warfare. It can be literally looking at yourself. And that's what all this podcast is about, is finding joy in your life. But to find joy, you have to overcome all the blocks. You have to overcome all the fears and the BS and the conditioning and the things that we were told that are holding us back. So to do that, we need to chop the Buddha's head off. Stop putting the Buddha on a pedestal. Stop putting the people that look spiritual, that have the term guru because they've been meditating for 20 years. Stop putting them on a pedestal and assuming that they have something we don't. They can teach us. And there are lots of great spiritual healing teachers out there. And listen, there are plenty of people, like I said, that dress, you know, quote unquote, spiritually and are, you know, and maybe they have reached enlightenment or they have something to share, whatever it is. And that's up to for you to discern. But all I'm trying to tell you is don't be fooled by the visual. Don't be fooled by saying the things. This is something I speak for myself because I spent years, when I first got into Buddhism and spirituality, I felt like I was so good at it. I didn't dress the part, but I spoke the part. And I would have conversations with people and they'd be like, wow, that's profound. I never thought about it like that. You know, and I would have these like really deep, powerful conversations with people. And they started idolizing me. They started looking at me almost as this leader. I had a group of friends and people were like, yeah, we felt like you were like the leader, you know, because I had the talk. I could say all the things. I made sense of it all. I could do manifestation and all that good stuff. But I was missing one extremely important thing, which is doing the actual work. Because I can read a book on philosophy and I can repeat it and I can talk to someone and I can look at their problems and say, yeah, you know, you just need to do this. You just need to trust more. Or that's because your mother, you know, did this to you when you were young and said this thing and it led you to this and now you get in these types of relationships and that's why you're in fear and blah. I can share all those things with people. And those are great skills and tools and gifts to have. But to actually look at myself, to actually look beyond just dressing the part. You know, I can wake up and I can put on my long flowy clothing and deem myself spiritual. But if I still have an internal emotional war raging inside of me, ultimately that's just going to grow and grow and grow. So the real work is on the inside. And that's not what people can see. It might be something you can feel. I do believe that there are people who have done so much growth and work that there's a general calmness and a safety and a trust that when you're around them, you just feel like, wow, there's something special about this person. When I hear them talk, when I'm just around their presence, and that does happen. And they might look like a spiritual person, or they might not. One of the best books that I ever read, it's a trilogy of books I've talked about before by this guy named Jed McKenna, and actually no one really knows who he is. It's a made-up name. He's ghostwriting, essentially. And the first book is called Spiritual Enlightenment, The Damnedest Thing. And it kind of opened me up to that like spirituality and enlightenment. His third book is actually called Spiritual Warfare because it's more attuned to raging a war with your past and with all the lies than it is to just gratitude and everything's great and everything's perfect and everything's beautiful. And again, there's nothing wrong with those things. However you want to look, you can look. But what I appreciated about his book was he was just a guy. He's like, yeah, I live in this farmhouse and it's called an ashram, but he's like, you know, he goes skydiving, he rides bikes, he plays video games. He just does whatever he does. You know, he eats, you know, tacos with meat in them, and people are like, wait, you're not vegetarian? He's like, why? You know, because we realize that as humans, we want to put things in a box. It's safe, it's comfortable to judge. And I don't mean judge in a positive or negative way. I just mean our minds decipher things. We look at something and we have an opinion about it. We have a judgment. We have a thought or a story based on the past. If we were raised to believe that a certain race of people are bad, if we had parents who raised us to say, hey, these types of people are bad, don't be around them, they're going to hurt, blah, 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 you know, like maybe like the president is doing. If we were raised to believe that, that's going to be our automatic judgment. Whether that's real or not, we're going to actually just experience that. And it takes looking at all of those things within ourselves, looking at all of our thoughts, opinions, ideas, beliefs, to actually get to who we are. And that's the process that I've been in for over 10 years of actually stripping away all the BS, stripping away all the lies, all the fears to get to actually who I am. And I'm still in the journey and I'm discovering great things about myself, but it's like the layers of an onion. You peel one layer back. One day you kind of awaken to the fact that, you know, you're full of crap, you know, and you're like, wow, I'm just this person who's got a lot of problems and struggles. And I need to figure it out. One day we awaken to that. And then it takes years and years and years and years, if not like your whole life, to continue to peel away all the layers of fear to get to who you really are. And that's the journey of life, I believe. I believe that's really, truly what we're here to do. We're here to discover who we are so that we can be that. We're here to discover who we are beyond our fears, beyond our thoughts of judgment, to actually become who we're meant to be so that we can do good and do our work in this world. So don't get caught up by the illusion. Don't get caught up by seeing the quote-unquote guru or spiritual teacher, and just assume. They might have something good to share, but don't just assume that because someone's dressed a certain way. And this isn't just about spirituality, this is anything. Like, it's funny, I'm just thinking about this now, it makes me laugh sometimes. Whenever I see, like a small biker gang, you know, you got these guys in Harley Davidsons, they got their big beards with leather, and their cool glasses, and whenever I see this, sometimes I used to get a little bit scared because I'd see these guys, bigger dudes, biker gangs. I think of like Hell's Angel. I think of like, you know, they're going to run me off the road and kick my ass or whatever it is. And I get frightened for myself. And what I've come to realize that's really interesting is like, anytime I've had a conversation with, but not anytime, but oftentimes, like when I actually work up the courage to just say hi, they're really nice people. And I have this visualized judgment where I'm like, oh, they must be scary and want to beat me up and be tough. But it's like, no, they're just, they're nice people. They're just who they are. And there's no way to judge every single one of them. It's like, but I have these fears built up around it because of movies that I've seen, things I've been told. So getting clear on what your judgments are and kind of starting to get away from them and clear them out and just see people for who they are, not just, okay, this person's this because they're dressed like this. You know, and also recognize that we're all human. So if you have struggles, probably other people do too. If you have fears, if you have anxieties, anything you feel, other people feel, no matter what they try to cover it up with or look like on the outside. And oftentimes the more someone looks like something on the outside, the less they really feel that on the inside. So I think it's good to have compassion and to recognize that whatever you see is only a very tiny piece of the puzzle. Don't get too caught up in the superficial, on the surface. See what's going on deeper within yourself. And give people a chance. Be open to people. See how you really feel, beyond your judgments. It's been lovely talking to y'all. You can go on iTunes and Spotify and you can give me like a thumbs up and a follow and all those things. That would be fantastic. Of course, I always appreciate that. I hope you all are doing so well today, and we'll speak soon.